Brain Blaster 2021 is a Community Radio Yall production, supported by the Sound and Vision funding scheme.
It's Brain Blaster 2021, and here is your host, Linda O'Connell.
You're very welcome to Brain Blaster 2021, a 16-part series which sees six local primary schools go head-to-head in the hope of becoming the 2021 CRY 104FM Brain Blaster Champion. The quiz consists of seven rounds of questions covering the following topics: general knowledge, maths, history and geography, audio, spelling and sport. And new to Brain Blaster this year, a teacher's round. Each team will consist of four students from the senior cycle who will work together as a team to gain as many points as they can against the other schools. At the end of the elimination rounds, two schools with the highest points will go head-to-head to see who will become not only the Brain Blaster champion, but also who will win their school €500. Now over to Misinformation, who will tell us who today's teams are.
Thank you, Linda. Our two teams today are Kyle and Gaelscoil. And on the Kyle team, we have Conor O'Callaghan, Ciara Scully, Sarah O'Rourke and Cian O'Connell. And on the Gaelscoil Curragh team, we have Donica Lawler, Kieran Hines, Aaron O'Brien and Jack Crawford. Good luck, boys and girls.
Now it's time for the General Knowledge Round.
Our first round is the General Knowledge Round. Each member of the team will be asked an individual question worth 2 points. If the student is unsure of the answer, they may confer with their teammates and get 1 point for a correct answer. So let's start our general knowledge round, and over to you, Kyle National School, and we'll begin with you, Connor. How many letters are there in the English alphabet?
26.
That's correct. 2 points. On to you, Ciara. In what language do you communicate only with your hands?
Sign language.
Correct. 2 points. On to you, Sorka. What does Paddington Bear like in his sandwiches?
Marmalade.
Correct. 2 points. And finally to you, Cian. The Sphinx can be found in what country?
Egypt.
Correct. 2 points. Well done. Full 8 points for that round. Gaelscoil Curragh, and I go to you, Donica. Who wrote James and the Giant Peach?
Rodin.
Correct. 2 points. Curragh, how many days are there in April?
30.
Correct. 2 points. Aaron, what is the 11th letter of the alphabet?
K.
Correct. 2 points. And Jack, how many rings make up the Olympic flag?
5.
Correct. 2 points. Well done. Full 8 points at the end of that round.
Time for a fun fact.
The word Dord has a spelling, but no meaning. The ghost word appeared in the English dictionary in 1932 as the result of a printing error.
Up next is the maths round.
Next up is our maths round. Each team member will be asked a maths question. If they get the answer correct, they will get 2 points. Should they wish to confer with their teammates, they will get 1 point for a correct answer. We go first to you, Connor. What is 121 divided by 11?
Could you repeat the question, please?
What is 121 divided by 11?
May I confer?
You can.
Is the answer 11?
It is. That's correct. 1 point for a conferred answer. Over to you, Ciara. What is 12 multiplied by 9 and then add 10? So I'll repeat that. What is 12 multiplied by 9 and then add 10?
118.
Correct. 2 points. Over to you, Sorka. Laura has 4 apple trees. Each apple tree produces 12 apples. 2 of the apple trees were cut down. How many apples does Laura now have? So I'll repeat that. Laura has 4 apple trees. Each apple tree produces 12 apples. 2 of the apple trees were cut down. How many apples does Laura now have?
24.
Correct. 2 points. And finally to you, Keane. What is the square root of 81?
9.
Correct. 2 points. Well done. At the end of that round, you've scored 7 points. And we go to Gwelskull Coron, and I'll start with you, Dunica. What is the square root of 81?
81. I'm stuck between 2 numbers, so I'll confer.
Okay.
9.
Correct. 1 point. Coron, what is 9 multiplied by 8?
72.
Correct. 2 points. Aaron, Mary bought a chocolate bar for €1.40 and a drink for €1.60. How much did she spend in total? So Mary bought a chocolate bar for €1.40 and a drink for €1.60. How much did she spend in total?
She spent €3.
Correct. 2 points. And Jack, a rectangle has a length of 10 centimetres and a width of 7 centimetres. What is its area? So a rectangle has a length of 10 centimetres and a width of 7 centimetres. What is its area?
€34.
Can you repeat that, please?
34 centimetres.
That's incorrect, I'm afraid. The correct answer is 70 centimetres squared. So well done. At the end of that round, you've scored 5 points. So at the end of round 2, misinformation, what are the scores?
At the end of round 2, Linda, the scores are Kyle are 15 and Gwelskull are 13.
Up next is the history or geography round.
It's round 3, our history and geography round. Again, for this round, a correct answer is worth 2 points and a conferred answer is worth 1. So we go first to you, Connor. In which country in ancient times was mummification carried out on important people when they died?
Could you repeat that question, please?
In which country in ancient times was mummification carried out on important people when they died?
Egypt.
Correct. 2 points. Now to you, Kira. What is the name given to the people who fought each other and animals as entertainment in ancient Rome?
Gladiators.
Correct. 2 points. To you, Sorka. Which Irish city is the second largest in the Republic of Ireland?
Cork.
Correct. 2 points. And finally to you, Keane. What is the name of the largest ocean in the world?
Pacific.
Correct. 2 points. And well done. At the end of that round, you've scored a full 8 points. And we go to Gwelskull Coron, and I'll start with you, Dunica. In what city is the White House located?
Washington, D.C.
Correct. 2 points. Coron, London is the capital city of which country?
England.
Correct. 2 points. Aaron, name the famous passage tomb located in the Boyne Valley. Is it Newgrange or Stonehenge?
Newgrange.
Correct. 2 points. And Jack, what is Thomas Edison famous for inventing?
Confer.
Yeah.
Light bulb.
Correct. 1 point. And well done. You've scored 7 points at the end of that round. So, misinformation, what are the scores at the end of that round?
Well, at the end of round 3, Linda, we have Kyle at 23 and Gwelskull at 20. Now it's time to put your listening ears on. It's the music round.
And now it's time for the music round.
It's time for our audio round. In this team round, each team will hear clips of four songs. They will get 1 point for the song and 1 point for the artist, meaning that there are 8 points up for grabs. So Kyle National School, here is your medley of songs.
It's late in the evening, glass on the side. I've been sad with you for most of the night. Ignoring everybody here, we wish they would disappear, so maybe we could get down now.
Okay, so Connor, we go to you. I need the name of the artist and the name of the song, please.
So for the first one, we didn't get the name, but we think it's Ed Sheeran.
That's correct. The artist is Ed Sheeran. The name of the song is Sing. So that's 1 point.
For the second one, we got What Do You Mean by Justin Bieber.
That is correct. 2 points.
For the third one, we got Slow Hands by Niall Horan.
That is correct. 2 points.
For the fourth song, we got Happy, but we don't know the artist.
So the name of the song is Happy. The artist is Pharrell Williams, and that's 1 point. So well done. At the end of that round, you scored 6 points. So Gwell Skull Coran, here's your medley of songs.
Smooth like butter, like a criminal undercover. Don't pop like trouble, breaking into your heart like that. Cool shade stunner, yeah, owe it all to my mother. Hot like summer, yeah, making you sweat like that. Break it down.
Ooh, when I look in the mirror, I'm not too hard to do. I got the superstar glow, so
to the booty. It's
a side step right.
Dance in style, let's dance for a while. Heaven can wait, we're only watching the skies. Hoping for the best, but expecting the worst. Are you gonna drop the bomb or not? Let us die young, or let us live forever. We don't have the power, but we never say never. Sitting in a sandpit, life is a short trip. The music's for the sad man.
I'm losing my self-control. Yeah, you're starting to trickle back in. But I don't wanna fall down the rabbit hole. Cross my heart, I won't do it again. Tell myself, draw the line. Not do I do, but once in a while I trip up and across the line. And I think of you.
Counting days since my love up and got lost on me. And every breath that I've been taking since you left feels like a waste on me. I've been holding on to hope that you'll come back when you can find some peace. Cause every word that I've heard spoken since you left feels like a hollow street.
So we need the name of the artist and the name of the song, and I'll go to you, Erin.
for the first one, Butter by BTS.
That's correct. 2 points.
The second one we think is Forever Young, but we don't know the artist.
You're correct on the song. It is Forever Young. The name of the artist is Becky Hill. So you get 1 point on that.
For the third one, we picked Self Control, but we don't know the name of the artist.
Okay, so the name of the song is Never Really Over, and the name of the artist is Katy Perry.
For the last one, we picked Bruises by Lewis Capaldi.
That's correct. 2 points, and well done. At the end of that round, you've scored 5 points. So it's over to misinformation for an update on the scores.
Well, Linda, at the end of the music round, Kyle are 29 and Gaelscoil are 25.
Up next, the spelling round.
On to round 5 and our only individual round. There is no conferring in this round. Each student gets 2 words to spell and will receive 1 point for each correct spelling. There are a total of 8 points up for grabs in this round. So we go to you first, Connor, and your first word is theatre.
T-H-E-A-T-H-R-E?
Incorrect, I'm afraid. It's T-H-E-A-T-R-E.
So close.
Your second word is empty.
E-M-P-T-Y.
That is correct. 1 point. We go to you now, Kira. Your first word is carpenter.
C-A-R-P-E-N-T-A-R.
Unfortunately, it's C-A-R-P-E-N-T-E-R. Your second word is exhale.
E-X-H-A-L-E.
Correct. 1 point. Over to you, Sorka. Your first word is confirm.
C-O-N-F-I-R-M.
Correct. 1 point. Your second word is meanwhile.
Pardon?
Meanwhile.
M-E-A-N-W-H-I-L-E.
Correct. 1 point. Finally to you, Keane. Your first word is cable.
C-A-B-L-E.
Correct. 1 point. Your second word is fiction.
F-I-C-T-I-O-N.
Correct. 1 point. And well done. At the end of that round, you've scored 6 points. Gaelscoil Coran, and I'll start with you, Donica. Your first word is office.
O-F-F-I-C-E.
Correct. 1 point. Your second word is accept.
A-C-C-E-P-T.
Correct. 1 point. Kiron, your first word is whole.
W-H-O-L-E.
Correct. 1 point. Your second word is bottom.
Bottom.
Mm-hmm.
B-O-U-T-T-O-M.
That's incorrect, I'm afraid. It's B-O-T-T-O-M. Aaron, your first word is harden.
H-A-R-D-E-N.
Correct. 1 point. Your second word is really.
R-E-A-L-L-Y.
Correct. 1 point. Jack, your first word is tried.
T-R-I-E-D.
Correct. 1 point. And your second word is scare.
S-C-A-R-E.
Correct. 1 point. And well done. At the end of that round, you've scored 7 points. Well, misinformation, what are the scores as we head into the sports round?
At the end of that round, Linda, Kyle are 35 and Gaelscoil are 32.
Here's another fun fact.
Alexander the Great named over 70 cities after himself. Alexander the Great conquered over 2 million square miles of the Earth's surface, all by the time he was 30. So naming cities after himself was much deserved.
Up next, a sports round.
This is the final round that the students will compete in, our sports round.
again, there will be 2 points for a correct individual answer and 1 point for a correct answer if the student confers. So we'll go first to you, Connor. Where will the 2022 FIFA Football World Cup take place? Qatar or France?
May I confer?
You can.
Qatar?
Correct. That's 1 point. On to you, Kira. What football team plays its home games at Stamford Bridge?
May I confer?
You can.
Chelsea?
That is correct. 1 point. On to you, Sorka. Crawl, backstroke and butterfly are different methods in which sport?
Swimming.
Correct. 2 points. And finally to you, Keen. What term is used in tennis for 40-40?
May I confer?
You can.
Tie?
The answer is juice. At the end of that round, you scored 4 points. Gwilskal Coron, and I'll start with you, Donica. The USA won the Ryder Cup in September. What sport is the Ryder Cup played for?
Golf.
Correct. 2 points. Kieran, what football team plays its home games at Anfield?
Liverpool.
Correct. 2 points. Aaron, Henry Shefflin played hurling for which county?
Can I confer?
You can.
Kilkenny.
Correct. 1 point. And Jack, what sport takes place in a velodrome?
Can you repeat?
I will. What sport takes place in a velodrome?
Confer.
Yeah.
Javelin.
It's incorrect, I'm afraid. The correct answer is cycling. So well done. At the end of that round, you've scored 5 points. Now we cross over to Misinformation, who will give us the latest on the scores.
At the moment, Linda, the scores are Kyle at 39 and Gwaleskull are 37.
Now it's time for the one and only Teacher's Round.
It's time for our final round. The students have done an incredible job so far, and now it's time for the teachers to step up to the plate. This is round 7, the teacher's round. Each teacher will be asked 6 questions based on the topics which the students covered: general knowledge, maths, history or geography, music, spelling and sport. Each correct answer is worth 2 points, and there will be no conferring on this round. Representing Kyle National School is Miss Kelly. Miss Kelly, are you ready?
Yes.
First to general knowledge. In the film Bruce Almighty, who does actor Morgan Freeman play?
God.
Correct. 2 points. Maths. What is 156 divided by 12?
13.
Correct. 2 points. Geography. Which Irish city is also known as the City of the Tribes?
Galway.
Correct. 2 points. Music. Which mathematical symbol was the title of Ed Sheeran's first album in 2011?
Plus.
Correct. 2 points. On to spelling. Spell embezzlement.
E-M-B-E-Z-Z-L-E-M-E-N-T.
Correct. 2 points. Finally, on to sport. Which club has won the most Champions League titles? Real Madrid or Barcelona?
Real Madrid.
Correct. Well done. You scored a full 12 points on that round. Representing Gwaleskal Coron is Muntor Aoife. Muntor Aoife, are you ready?
Yes, I am.
General knowledge. What's the second longest river in Ireland? The River Barrow or the River Shore?
The River Shore.
It's incorrect, I'm afraid. It's the correct answer is the River Barrow. Maths. Which of these shapes has the most sides? A hexagon, an octagon, a rhombus, or a trapezium?
So, could you repeat the names of the shapes?
A hexagon, an octagon, a rhombus, or a trapezium?
An octagon.
Correct. 2 points. Geography. What is the capital city of New Zealand?
It's Wellington.
Correct. 2 points. Music. Sinead O'Connor had a hit in 1990 with Nothing Compares to You, but who wrote the song?
Prince.
Correct. 2 points. Spelling. Spell definitely.
DefInitely.
Correct. 2 points. And finally to sport. A blue ball in snooker is worth how many points? 4 or 5?
4.
It's incorrect, I'm afraid. The correct answer is 5. And well done. At the end of that round, you've scored 8 points.
So that completes our Brain Blaster matchup between Kyle and Gwelskull Coron. Misinformation, what were the final scores?
The final scores for today, Linda, are Kyle are 51 and Gwelskull Coron are 45.
So it's congratulations to Kyle National School and well done to our runners-up Gwelskull Coron. Stay tuned for more great Brain Blaster matchups as we continue our journey to find our 2021 COI 104FM Brain Blaster champions.
Blaster 2021 is a Community Radio Yall production, supported by the Sound and Vision Funding Scheme.